Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine on KNIA KRLS. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Our guest today is Jill Vandevoort with the Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Jill, we really appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Thanks for asking me, Eric.
Wanted to talk to you. I know that here just over the weekend, the weather wasn't quite so great. But overall, this spring has been very, very good weather-wise for this area. We've been really fortunate. I think that's had a good effect on tourism as well for Pella, too.
It has. You know, we've been so lucky in that we could anticipate and see that early spring approaching. And we took it to our advantage by communicating with those tulip viewers out there that are more interested in the flowers maybe than the festival, but making it a point to get in touch with them early on so they could come and still enjoy the tulips and so forth. So we've done a lot of early press releases, which started probably about 3 weeks ago already, talking to our surrounding states as well as all of you in the media families within the state of Iowa and so forth, but just wanted to make sure that we were letting people know now is the time to come and view those flowers.
It's good for flower viewing, and really just being able to be outdoors, I think, is good for the shopping downtown as well and all throughout town too, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, the weather's been amazing in so many ways, and I think it's been such a positive. I mean, we're all enjoying it, obviously, with the early spring, but retailers, attractions, I know the attraction counts are up at our number one attractions here in town are seeing an increase in volume of attendance and so forth, but hotel, motel, you know, the hotels are seeing a great increase in traffic and overnight stays. And obviously, if they stop here at the Chamber Visitor Center, we like to definitely encourage them to spend a little more time and share with them some lodging facilities that they might enjoy in the area and so forth. And, you know, just giving them reasons to stay here longer once they do walk into our communities.
Jill, something that we've talked about in the past, and I know is definitely another tourist draw or another way to get people from outside the area in, is to enjoy the local golf courses. And we've had very good weather for golf, and the courses, I think, look great, especially out of Boss Land, I know for sure.
Absolutely. You know, those poor golf courses have struggled over the last few years. It's been so wet, and this year we have the early spring, so I'm hoping they'll be able to catch up a little bit on those lost profits over the last couple years. But we have been working really closely with the Boss Land and Golf Course, as well as five other neighboring golf courses in the state. For many years, we've wanted to combine our efforts on an Iowa Golf Trail, similar to some of those other trails that are out in other portions of the United States. But just another avenue to increase tourism is through recreation, and these partners with these six courses have done a great job with teaming up. We have different locations, including a casino resort over in Riverside, but the main focus is up and down the I-35 corridor, so all the way down to Honey Creek, who obviously is owned and operated by the state of Iowa. So Iowa Tourism Office has done a great job with teaming up with us in advertising and marketing this trail as well.
If you're just tuning in to Let's Talk Pella, we're talking right now with Jill Vandevoort with the Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Jill, I'm glad you brought up the Iowa Golf Trail. I wanted to talk to you just a little bit more about that. I know from talking with Scott Ryder out at Boss Landed, and he said that you played a big role in kind of getting Boss Landed to be a part of that golf trail. How far back does this workings go, and what's your role with that been?
Prior to my term here at the CBB as the director, I was working as the marketing and events coordinator at the Boss Land and Golf Course. I ended my service there in 2006 and started here with the CBB, but for many years, I found myself calling a variety of different courses and lining up different courses for guests to play as they were traveling through the state, and really wanted to create this trail for many years. Now we've gone to the point where we've worked with Scott Ryder and the other partners, which is Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Casino, Briggswood Golf Course up in northern Iowa at Webster City, Lake Panorama National Resort, Otter Creek Golf Course in Ankeny, and then the Preserve Course down at Honey Creek. But we've got our logo trademarked. We've been to trade shows with this information. We have the brochure implemented. And I think that the partners just felt it was important to have a central location that didn't have a specific golf course relationship necessarily, so that everything was handled from a centralized location. So that's where I came into play. And because of my past passion to make this happen, I'm one of those people that once I have an idea, I want to see it implemented. So I'm going to push forward until it happens.
Well, it's great to have that be a part of it. And we're excited about that too. One other thing I wanted to talk to you about, when we've talked about tourism in the past, we've also included the lake. And I know we haven't had lake weather yet as far as being out there to boat, but do you think that with warmer conditions that we've already had that the camping season will get a little earlier start than normal?
I do, and actually talking about boating, I must say that living right near the lake myself, I have certainly seen a lot of boats out, and I actually have seen jet skis on the water. The wave runners are out there. I think they're probably in their wetsuits at this point, I would think, but this weekend with the high winds and so forth, a lot less boat traffic, but people are anxious to get on the water. The Corps is able to open the Ivan's Campground this year as well, so that'll be great with the new addition of the North Overlook Beach and all of the renovation that has taken place there. Again, the recreational aspect of our area is a huge draw, and in return, we want to be communicating with those recreational campers, boaters, fishing people out there, and make sure that they're also familiar with our community and coming here to enjoy our restaurants and eateries and attractions as well during their time.
Well, Jill, with the weather that we've already had and the fact that tulip time is fast approaching, it looks like we're going to be off to a very good start to the tourism season here this spring.
I feel that we are. I feel very confident that this year might even outdo last year. It was really remarkable that our levels from 2011 were so outstanding, whether it was hotel motel tax, admittance through the attractions and so forth, and two hotels that had revenue breaking years as well. So good things in a slower economy around the nation, but good things still happening here. I think it's because we continue to be aggressive at our marketing ideas and reach out to a volume of different audiences.
All right. Well, Jill, we're very excited about the things that lie in front of us. Thanks for your time, as always. It's greatly appreciated, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thanks again, Eric.
Once again, Jill Vandevort with the Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau. Stay tuned. We've got more of the Marion County Midday Magazine on the way on KNIA KRLS.